Page 81, first column, AIDS. Now, what is AIDS? AIDS, the full form of AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, and it is caused by the virus name HIV, that is human immunodeficiency virus. Now, what does it affect? It affects our body system, and it is transmitted through sexual contact, fifth line, sexual contact, blood transfusion, organ transplantation, and by use of contaminated needles and syringes. Okay, no specific treatment has been discovered for this disease so far. Now, what is organ transplantation? That is, an organ from one body of a healthy of a person is given to a person, or is placed into the body of another person. That is called organ transplantation. Now come to the point, which is, do you know? Do you know? Did you get the green block? Yes. AIDS is not a contagious disease. Underline the word not contagious. It does not spread through a bite of an insect. Names of the different kinds of insects: Culex, Aedes, female Anopheles, mosquito. These are the names of the different kinds of mosquitoes that are there. Culex, Aedes, female Anopheles, mosquito. It is also not transmitted through casual contact with an infected person, like sharing meals, kissing, handshake, no. But it can be only transferred through sexual contact, blood transfusion, organ transplantation, and use of contaminated needles and syringes. What I have said just now is given in AIDS fifth line, fifth and sixth line. Then come to the next word, hepatitis. It is also a viral infection. That is, in other words, we can say jaundice, inflammation of the liver. It affects our liver, and it is contaminated through food and water and by fecal oral route. Fecal meaning solid waste. Okay, that is oral route which enters through our mouth and enters into our alimentary system. That's why you'll find your parents and your teachers and everybody telling you, don't eat open food, don't eat food from the roadside. That is, these are the ways of food which are carrying all these microorganism. Now I'm teaching you till hepatitis. Next class I will start with protozoa. But in the meantime, you will turn to page 85. This part you will have to study on your own. Page 85, prevention of diseases. Prevention of diseases. From here you will study the whole of it. First column, second column, whole of page 86 till the end of whole of page 87, healthy habits, second column. Till there you will have to do it on your own. Okay, it's very simple. What we do in our day-to-day life, that is what is given to you. That is how to take care of your head, your clothes, your body, and why we should brush our teeth, and how we can control infectious diseases, and what are the different hygienes that we should maintain, and what are the healthy habits that we should practice. So till page 87, end of second column, you have to do on your own. Next class, the rest of the chapter I will explain to you. Okay.